Hey guys, welcome back to Just a Sip, episode 11. Yes, it is episode 11. Hi, how are you? Welcome back. This is so exciting. I pray to God that you can't hear the cars outside, but if you can, I'm just going to say sorry in advance. But let's talk about what we're drinking before we get into today's topic. First of all, I hope you have your drink. If you don't, it's kind of sad that we are not drinking together, because that's the whole point, to have a little sip of something together and talk about a fun topic. Today, I am drinking a matcha. I made it literally 2 seconds ago. I haven't even drank it yet, but I put vanilla in it and I put honey. And it's green, and it reminds me of March. So it's not March yet at all, in the slightest, but I felt like I should have a matcha because listen to this. This morning, I woke up at, I think, 6. I got up at 6, and I came into my kitchen, and I was like, I'm going to make a coffee. I made a coffee, and I was, like, looking and opening and responding to emails for a little bit, and then I started editing some stuff on my computer, and it's 8 o'clock right now. So I've already had a coffee. And I was like, you know what? I don't really want to drink another one because, like, that's just a lot of caffeine in the last 2 hours. It's a lot of caffeine from coffee in the last 2 hours. So I was like, you know what? Let me just make a matcha and we should be good. So, yes, that's why we have matcha today. I'm going to drink it. And it's delicious. However, it does taste a little bit different than normal. Because I put almond milk in it. I used almond milk. I had a lot of almond milk in my fridge, and I'm just trying to use, like, all of it before I go buy any more milk. And so, like, I had a lot, and I was like, this is unnecessary. We need to stop whatever's going on here and figure it out. So, anyway, I have my matcha. Let's talk about today's topic. Today, I wanted to talk about the link between sweatpants and being sad. Like, it's kind of a weird topic, but I was thinking about it. I was on a plane and I was like writing out this episode and I was like, you know what? It's kind of crazy how literally the clothes that you're wearing can amplify how you're feeling. Like, wearing sweatpants and a hoodie to, like, be comfortable and watch TV all day. Like, that's perfect. But also, like, wearing sweatpants can honestly make you so sad. Like, it can, and it's so weird because you're so comfortable being sad and wearing your sweatpants that it just makes it worse, low key. So I wanted to talk about just the link between sweatpants and sadness and, like, just discuss that with you, because I've noticed that. I mean, I love wearing my sweatpants. Love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. Just because I'm talking about this doesn't mean that I'm not going to wear them because I totally am. And I love my sweats. However, it is fun to acknowledge the fact that wearing sweats can actually make you sadder. At least in my case, it does sometimes. But I genuinely believe that wearing comfortable clothing, even though it feels good and it, like, feels very nice, if you're in the mood to be, like, I don't know, just kind of sad and depressed, it's, like, 100% gonna amplify that feeling, and it does not help you get out of it, if that makes sense. But just over the past few months, I have had, like, a few spurts of just, like, not depression, but just an overwhelming lack of motivation to do anything, or an overwhelming just sadness for no apparent reason. Like, there's not really much happening to make me feel this way, but for some reason I feel sad. I don't feel sad right now, but over the past few months I've had just, like, spurts of feeling like that. And any time that I was, like, in that situation or feeling a specific type of way, any time that I was in my apartment and just like wearing my sweatpants and wearing my comfortable clothes, kind of like I am right now, it made it 10 times harder to want to do anything. Like, if I was sitting in here and feeling like, oh my God, I literally can't today. I don't want to do anything today. It's not even the fact that I don't want to, like, I just feel like I can't. If I didn't get up and like put some real clothes on and I just sat there in my sweats all day, I would be productive nowhere. Like, I would just let it happen. And I feel like that's not like the ideal way to go about doing things if you want to make progress in any area of your life. And so it just makes it, I feel like just being comfortable just makes it super easy for myself and like anyone to just kind of sit there and wallow in your self-pity. And not saying, sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes, like, I feel like maybe one or two days out of a month, it's okay to be like, you know what? I'm sad. Like, I need a break, or I just need some time for myself. I can't do it right now. Like, it's okay sometimes if you genuinely need to, like, sit down and not even be sad, but just sit down and take some time for yourself. Like, that's fine. But when it starts to last over like long periods of time, I think that's when it should be acknowledged. Like, you should acknowledge it yourself and be like, you know what, this is kind of getting a little out of control. I haven't done the things that I need to do because of this reason specifically, so I should really get a handle on it, you know what I mean? But I definitely think that the two things are directly correlated, because while being comfortable can be such a nice thing, and it could be so much fun, and genuinely so much fun, and it can be, it's just so comforting. It could also be very detrimental, and it's like, it has its place, but it should not be, I don't want to say over exaggerated, it shouldn't be overused, I guess, or taken advantage of for too long, because then you get comfortable being comfortable, and that's a very dangerous place to be. Especially when you're wearing sweats, because then who knows when you're going to come out of that, you know? So it's very unfortunate, because I personally love being comfortable just anywhere that I am. Sweatpants are my favorite item of clothing. I've actually been trying very hard, not very hard, but I've been trying to just like implement little things in my life to make me not wear sweats, because like anytime I guess I travel, like these days when I've been traveling, I make it a point, like I make it a priority, honestly, to wear real clothing to the airport, just because A, I feel like it gets you more excited to go, for one. Two, airport fashion is kind of the thing, and it's a fun little thing to partake in. It's a fun little activity to be a part of, I think. Oh my God, I just kind of burped a little. Sorry, that's kind of gross. Who cares? Whatever. We're family. We're talking. We talk all the time, so it's fine. No. But like airport fashion, it's kind of a thing. So I'm like, you know, it used to be a thing. I feel like it was bigger a while ago, but now whatever. Anyway. I just try to make it a point to wear real clothing to the airport, and I've been trying to make it a point to get dressed in some type of clothing other than sweats at least once a day for no apparent reason. Like, even if I'm not getting ready or if I'm not like going anywhere to do anything, I think it's important to just even act like I am, just for my brain, because the brain is a funny thing. It likes to play little tricks on us. It likes to just kind of do its own thing. And, you know, sometimes you have to control it, like, bro, no, this is what we have to do, because that other stuff, it's not working. It's not working. But yeah, I just feel like if I got up every single day and got dressed into a new outfit, it would help. It would like negate the fact that I could sit down and just kind of be sad all day. Or like I could sit down and just not do anything all day. Even if I'm just sitting down not doing anything, that doesn't mean I'm sad, but it's not necessarily the most productive thing in the world. So I try to like change that with like little things just by like getting dressed every single day. And that can be hard sometimes if I don't have plans, because I don't make many plans with people in general. I mean, I do, but I don't. Sometimes it doesn't really, it doesn't require getting dressed. So I'm just like, I'll wear sweats, but I'm trying not to wear sweats that much. Not necessarily to keep me from being sad, but just, you know, to give me more of a boost of energy, because I feel like getting dressed every day, it does give like a boost of energy. It gives like a little amount of serotonin. I don't even know. But anyway, yeah, like I feel like that's a very good way to avoid, like if you are prone to being sad or if you're prone to like being in a very down mood, I feel like a very good way to avoid that would be just to simply get dressed every day. Like sometimes that feels like a task, to get dressed. So it does, or like just to wash your face. Like sometimes those little simple mundane tasks like take a lot of energy, but I feel like if you push yourself to do them when you're sad or when you're feeling a specific down type of way, when you do those activities, it does help. And so yeah, I'm not boycotting sweatpants because I absolutely love them and I'm wearing them right now. I'm so comfortable, but it's different when you're feeling down. I'm definitely not feeling down right now, but when you are, or when I am, then I wouldn't even be right here doing this right now. I'd be like, yeah, not me. No episode this week. No, I would never do that. But yeah, just genuinely, I feel like getting ready in the morning or just at any point during the day, even when it's for nothing, it just helps, you know? And regardless of the situation, I feel like whenever I do find the energy or the motivation or push myself, whatever, when I'm sad, to do those little things like get dressed or do those little things like my face routine or, you know, those little things, whenever I do it, when I'm feeling that way, I do start to feel a little bit better. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm being a little dramatic, whatever the situation is. And I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. It's genuinely fine. That's just what we say. And that's what it is. It's fine. But yeah, overall, like sweatpants, they're great. But if you are prone to that feeling of being down, then sometimes they're not the best idea. They're not the best idea because they definitely allow you to just sit down and be in your feelings and be comfortable with it. And I feel like it's important to not, you know, be comfortable with that feeling because that's what makes it last longer. And we don't need it to last that long. At least I don't need it to last that long. Sometimes I need it to last like maybe a day or two, like, oh, just so I can, you know, disconnect from everybody and everything. But if it gets to be too long, then I'm like, we need to get this in check. Anyway, I feel like there's many ways that we can avoid the sweatpants sadness. We can avoid it, and I can avoid it. Like I said, getting dressed every day. But there are so many different things in this world that I feel like encourage sadness, you know, other than our sweatpants. Some things that we just do on a day-to-day basis, and it's insane. Like small things, but they're actually big things. And I want to talk about like A, what those are, and B, how we can avoid doing those things. One of the biggest things I feel like encourages just, I want to say sadness or like depressive episodes or just feeling down is, and this is funny because it's not funny, but I talk about it all the time, but just mindlessly scrolling on the internet and like mindlessly scrolling through social media and just any media, honestly, when you do it mindlessly, when there's no point and you start wasting like hours upon hours of your time, I think that that does affect your brain, obviously, and it does make you sad. maybe not you, but it does make me sad. It makes me like in that mood or like in that feeling, because you scroll, you see what everybody's doing all the time. And if you're like sitting at home and you're not really doing much of anything, or you're not really, I don't know, like maybe it's just a day where you don't have motivation, or maybe it's a day where you don't really care to have a goal for the day, or you're just chilling or whatever, and you mindlessly scroll through the internet and you see so many different people like doing so many different things that are like awesome and things that you can do or would do, but you're just not doing. And you see this like all the time, no matter, you don't really think about like the fact that this person may have done said thing months ago and you're just seeing it now, or like this person may have is like super creative and they've created this awesome video or whatever months ago and you're just seeing it now. You don't really know the timeline of things, but you don't really care in your head because you see it now. So you kind of, your brain just tells you, oh, it's happening right now, you know? And so you're sitting there and you're scrolling and you're like, I'm such a bum. You're like, oh my God, why am I just sitting here? Maybe it's like your day off work, or like maybe you're not going to school that day, or like maybe whatever, maybe it's the weekend and someone's on some extravagant vacation, or someone's on whatever. It's not necessarily jealousy or anything like that, but you're just, you're like, I'm not doing much of anything. And so when you see a lot of stuff like that, or you can relate to videos that you see and you're like, oh, I wish I was doing that right now or whatever, and you see it and you're not doing it, then you're like, then it might make you a little bit sad. It might make you, not sad, but it might make you a little bit like, I'm such a bum. Like it might just elicit those types of thoughts and feelings in you. And that's not the best, because it's not true. Like it's not, anytime I say that word so much and I need to stop. Every time I like listen back, every time I listen back to my podcast episodes, the amount of times I say like, and the amount of times that I am like, is genuinely not okay. And I'm actively trying to not say those words. It's really hard, but I'm trying to not say those filler words because they are so irritating to me. Anytime I watch my episode, I'm like, see, I just did it again. Anytime I watch my episode, I look at it and I'm like, see, I can't stop. I genuinely can't stop. We're going to blow past it. And I'm going to take a drink of my matcha because yum. See, I need to take a break. That's very good. Anyway, I hate myself. Long story short, there's a lot of encouraging things on the internet, I think. There's a lot of encouraging people, there's a lot of encouraging content, there's a lot of positive things. However, even when it is positive and you see a lot of it, it's kind of overstimulating, and it can still elicit like in your brain the thoughts of just negativity, or the thoughts of not jealousy, but thoughts of I wish I was doing that, or I wish I could do that, whatever is being done. So stuff like that. Anyway, I feel like also one thing that just encourages people to be sad and like wallow in just feelings of sadness is overthinking. I feel like this is something that I've never really struggled completely with overthinking, and I know that I have a few friends who struggle with it like more severely than I do, and I know that there are people in the world who have those like overthinking is a big issue in their life because it takes over a lot of things. It's your thoughts, you know. And so I personally don't think that I struggle badly with overthinking, but I do it sometimes. I do think that I might have a handle on it, but overthinking is a very big thing in my opinion, in sadness and just like feeling down, because anytime that something happens to you, or any time that you see something on the internet that A, probably isn't true, or you see something that you relate to and would like to be, you know, doing or taking a part and like being a part of or whatever, you never really know the ins and outs of anything behind the screen or anything behind anything, really. And your brain can go so many different ways. Like, whenever you take in information that you don't have all of the facts to, or you take in information that you don't know all of the details about, your brain will create like little scenarios as just to answer the questions that you might have, you know? So sometimes in events of like seeing something online, or like seeing something that your friends are doing, or seeing something that you want to be doing and you don't know why, or you can't, or whatever, you might just start asking yourself questions like, well, why am I not doing this? Or like, why do I not have the mental capacity to create something like that? Or why is my life the way that it is and their life is the way that theirs is? Or like, why? And, you know, asking yourself all those questions can sometimes be good, but depending on what, like, the answers that your brain gives you, it can, like, put you in this little, I don't know, like, it can put you down. It can put you in a little episode of just like, oh my God, my life sucks. Like, and it's just not true. But your brain will do that to you sometimes. And that's what I meant by, like, it'll trick you. It'll just play games. And sometimes you need to just, like, learn how to get a handle on it. Because it's important. If you just let it go, then the overthinking can definitely just completely overtake you. And, you know, it could take you out for a few days. It could be like, yeah, that you're done. Like, you're done. You're not doing this. Because you have so many things going on in your head and you're just like, it's hard. So, definitely figuring out a way to get a handle on overthinking in general, I think would be a very, very important way or important thing to do in order to, like, not be sad. But I know that's easier said than done, like, because it's not always happening all the time. Overthinking isn't always happening all the time, but it does, like, it just creeps up whenever it feels like it and just whenever your brain sees fit. And so finding ways to recognize when that's happening is ideal, I feel. I haven't even quite figured out my, like, ways of recognizing when I'm doing something like that. Like, when I'm going to overthink something, I don't know what are the signs. So I feel like being self-aware is just very important, because then you can do something to prevent it. And I'm still learning that myself. So it's a very interesting part of life right now in my 20s. Anyway, another thing that I feel like encourages sadness in a very, very sad way, or like in a very big way, is self-isolation. Now, personally, I've been trying to hold on to this version of myself, I think, of self-isolating, being the kind of person that is good by himself, like, good on his own, which I am. And I am very, I think I still do thrive when I'm on my own. I need time by myself in order to, like, recharge from being social. I need time by myself in order to just, you know, unwind and relax. But there comes a time when you do need people in your life, but you choose to self-isolate. And I feel like that's when it's not good. Like, that's when it's detrimental, because you feel like, or at least I'm going to put this in terms of me, like, I feel like when I'm, like, being a regular person in day-to-day life and I'm good on my own, like, I'm completely fine. And so whenever I'm feeling down, I feel like at that time I should still figure it out by myself, because that's what I always do. But that's not necessarily the best way to go about it. Like, when I'm feeling down, or when I'm starting to feel like in these super sad moods, maybe that's the time when I should learn to reach out to my friends, or learn to reach out to my family, or be like, you know what, this is getting kind of strange. Maybe I should talk to someone, like that kind of thing. Because generally, I am a pretty good person on my own. I'm a pretty self-sufficient human being, pretty independent, doesn't really need socialization all the time. Sometimes I prefer not to have socialization, but I do. But in those moments when it's actually necessary, friends and family can definitely, I think, out of like all of the remedies to help you not be sad, I think friends and family are one of the biggest things to pull you out of it. But it's very hard to, I guess, come to that realization when you're used to being on your own. So when you're used to handling everything emotionally, just by yourself, then it's very hard to reach out to people. But that's something that can be learned and cultivated. And it's something that I should work on, to be honest. I don't, only over the past few months have I been, not frequently, but like sporadically getting in these moods. And so I'm starting to like learn that, oh, maybe I should reach out to somebody when I feel like that. So it's very new to me, but I don't know, like learning how to reach out to people is very strange at this point in my life, because I'm like, I'm 24. Like, should I really be doing that? Yes, you probably should. So that's a very interesting thing. Self-isolation, it's nice in specific situations, but you need to learn, or I need to learn how to, I guess, differentiate like which situation it's important in. Like, oh, do I need to recharge? Cool, go be by yourself. Do I need to just get a lot of work done? Okay, cool, go be by yourself, whatever. Am I sad? No, self-isolation is not the answer. Am I lonely? Then no, definitely self-isolation is not the answer. So it's very good to learn like when to differentiate when you know, need it and when you should not do it. Because if you do it at the wrong time, it will definitely prolong the feeling that you get when you're wearing your sweatpants and you're being comfortable in your sadness. It'll definitely prolong that, which is not fun. But yeah, I also feel like if you put forth energy with the people that you love, then it won't feel hard to do, if that makes sense. Like, put forth the energy to reach out, and you'll be like, you know what? I feel so much better about doing this, like, off the bat, because you're the one reaching out, you're the one trying, and you're actively pushing yourself to get out of said mood. And it's just, I think it's just good for you, you know? Another thing that I feel like just encourages a feeling of sadness for me is not taking care of myself physically. Like, any time I have been in a bad mood, or just any time that I've been not feeling like at my best, the one thing that I realize is like happens is A, I'm wearing comfortable clothes, and B, I stopped taking care of myself physically. Like, if I stop caring about what I'm eating, and if I stop caring about going to the gym for maybe a week, then I have noticed like a spike in just overall sadness, or just overall like not feeling good about myself. So I feel like for me, at least, a big factor is, you know, staying active and staying just physically active and just keeping that part of my life a constant thing. Because it has been a constant thing for quite some time now. And so anytime I'm not doing it, I'm just like, I'm not taking care of myself. Like, what's going on? This is my opinion. And honestly, when I said it out loud, it didn't sound like the best thing. It was like, you should get that checked out. But yeah, I just feel like staying physically active is very important, regardless of whether like it's the gym, whether it's maybe just an activity that you do, like running or dancing or singing or whatever you want to do. I feel like just staying physically active is very, it's very good for you. It's very freeing. It's very, it makes you feel better. It gets the blood pumping. And you know, your body moving is just, it's just very energy inducing, which we need. We definitely need that. especially myself. Like, I think that my energy battery, it gets drained so quickly, but if I do it, I know I'm going to feel better up here. I'm going to feel better mentally if I keep my body moving. That's just me. But it's definitely, I'm not the only one. I think that's a pretty solid thing across the board for a lot of people. Just like keeping active is very important in, you know, in the brain and in having happier thoughts and happier feelings and just more appreciation for yourself, for other people. It's just good for your mind, which I love. So I'm always going to continue to take care of myself physically. I think it's one of the most important things, aside from reaching out to friends and family for help when you're feeling in a mood of sadness. But yeah, one thing that's interesting about when you're sad or like when you're feeling down is that personally, like, I'm always aware of the fact, obviously, that I'm sad. And I'm aware of the fact that I'm sometimes not making the right choices. I'm like, you know what? I'm sad, but I'm going to put on my sweats. You know what? I'm sad, but I'm not going to go to the gym today. I'm sad, but I'm going to shut my phone off. I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm sad, but blah, 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 blah. I'm very aware of the fact that I'm making bad decisions and like decisions that are not going to help me in the long run. And I think that that's pretty solid across the board too. Like, when we're feeling this way, I think we all make detrimental decisions. And so I feel like it's very important to be self-aware that you're making these choices. And when you're going to make that choice, be like, you know what? No. Like, if you genuinely don't want to be in this mood, then be like, no, I am going to go to the gym, or I am going to talk to my friends, or I'm not going to cut people off right now, or, you know, I am going to get dressed, or I am going to do the things that I normally do on a day when I'm feeling good. Like, I'm going to do them. And if you actively make those choices, I think that that will make you feel better too, because you'll be like, you know what? I have tried so hard today. Like, I have done so good. And it'll just give a good response to your brain. Your brain will be like, you know what? Round of applause. Like, good for you. I'm so proud of you for going against the grain. Like, if you tell your brain, you know what? No, we're not doing those things today. We're not going to act like that because I don't want to feel like this. If you take the wheel, I think that that'd be a very good, great thing for you. And it would be a great thing for me. It takes a lot of mental energy when you're feeling like sad, when you're feeling in that mood. It takes a lot of mental energy to do that. It takes a lot of mental energy to be like, that scared me. Oh my God, that door closing just scared the crap out of me. Ugh. Oof. Anyway, you know how when you get scared and your body kind of like shivers all the way down? It's like, like the dopamine is just like, oh, it's all released. Yeah, that happened. Anyway, it made me lose everything that I was talking about. So I'm just going to move forward. But long story short, I'm very aware when I'm making the wrong choice or when I'm making the choice to be sad. And so I feel like that's an important differentiation to make as well. Like, are you choosing to be sad, or are you genuinely just in that mood? Or like, is something from an outside factor or something that you can't control making you sad? Or are you choosing to be that way? Because there are times when you're just like, no, I want to sit here and be sad. That's different. And if you're choosing to be like that, then there are things that you can do to change that mood, you know? And then sometimes on the other side of the spectrum, there are There are outside factors that are affecting your mood that you just can't control. And that's harder to overcome, but it is still possible, in my opinion. But yeah, also, but pushing past those things are very, very, very difficult when you don't have the motivation to do them. And that's why it's so much better when you do, because even when you don't have the motivation and you do these things anyway, it could do two things, in my opinion. It could either drain you more, or really, you could really show yourself how strong you actually are, like how strong your brain actually is, how strong you mentally and physically are. If you push past that like barrier of, no, you want to be sad. If you push past that and like continue to, you know, be you and like do what you need to do, then it just shows yourself. I think it really strengthens your brain. It strengthens you mentally. It strengthens just you as a person, because you're like, you know what? I do have the capacity to do this on my own, or like I do have the capacity to, you know, push out those negative thoughts and continue to exist and continue to do what I need to do, which is a very good feeling. It's a great feeling to have as an individual. So that's very important. And I feel like having and or cultivating a strong mind in that aspect is just a very important thing to do in order to, you know, be able to push past those kinds of like inclinations to just stay at home and just wallow in your sweatpants and your self-pity. So I feel like moving forward, or just after, you know, recognizing that you might be in a sad mood or whatever, I feel like moving forward, it's just very important to be self-aware. It's very important to actively try to fix like the problem, or instead of just letting the feeling take over, it's very important to just actively try to fix it and like actively try to push past it. And I think it's really important to, like I said earlier, to decipher whether you're feeling this way because of you. Like, are you choosing to feel sad, or are you choosing to feel this way? Or is it something that, you know, is happening in your life, or something that's happening in the world, or whatever the case may be, that's causing you to feel that way? You know, like making that differentiation, it's very necessary, because it helps in the process of figuring out how to push past it and figuring out how to fix it. And lastly, I feel like it's just very important to learn to reach out. Like, that's a really big one, especially for me. Like, that's huge, because I don't do it. It is very hard for me. I'm just like, I don't know why I would do that when I can handle it by myself. That's not always the best mentality to have. So, yeah, like learning to reach out to your friends, learning to reach out to your family. If you've been the kind of person to just kind of not bottle it up, but just handle it on your own for a very long time, that's going to be kind of hard to unlearn. But it is very possible. And you can learn how to do that from your friends who do reach out to you. You know, like, how do they do that? I don't know. But you could put it into practice by, you know, doing it maybe once a day, or just trying to figure out how other people are doing. And maybe it'll start to come to you naturally. Like, if you start reaching out to people and be like, oh, hey, how are you? Like, just checking up. How are you feeling? Blah, 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 blah. Then it might start to come to you naturally when you're in feelings of down, depression, and sadness. But if you practice that while you're, you know, in a good mood, or like feeling good about yourself and feeling good about your life and stuff like that, if you practice it when you're in that mood, then maybe it'll come to you naturally when you're not feeling so great. But that's all I have for you guys today on Just a Sip. I really enjoyed talking about the link between sweatpants and sadness. I think that it's a very interesting topic that could go so many different ways. But long story short, follow me on Just a Sip. No, follow me on Instagram at Just a Sip Podcast, and you can, you know, we can talk, comment on the videos and say which topics you guys want me to talk about, stuff like that. But long story short, take off your sweatpants and put on some real pants. That's what I'm about to go do. And I'm going to go to the gym. So thank you guys so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. Love every single one of you guys. And like I said, just follow at Just a Sip Podcast on Instagram. And we'll go from there. So thanks for listening to episode 11. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.